December 21st is a red letter day in the Czech calendar. Joining the Schengen border-free zone is something many people had long waited for, and some had never dreamed of living to see. On the day of the country's accession to the Schengen zone, Ruth Frankova spoke to Ivo Schlossarczyk, lecturer of European and International Law at Charles University, and she started by asking him how the country's entry to Schengen is going to affect people's lives.
I think the major difference regarding Schengen accession will be both symbolic and practical. From people in the big towns like Brno or like Prague, it's primarily symbolic. It means another step in full membership in the EU. The practical impact can be for the people in the border regions where there is a relatively dense network of the border crossing for the people commuting abroad or wanting to travel to shop in the other country. It can make a difference.
So do you think that people who live in the border areas will make use of this advantage and will travel more frequently across the former border?
Well, it depends on the particular condition of the region. I think there will be regions who will benefit from it and regions which will use it less intensively. For instance, Southern Moravia, but also North Moravia will benefit from it quite a lot because of the terrain, of the dense network of normal roads. I think the people living in more mountainous regions, like in some areas in Šumava region, they will, of course, not use it in everyday life so intensively, and the tourists maybe will enjoy this higher mobility much more.
Are there any other ways in which it will affect Czechs living in the Czech Republic?
The primary impact will be on the symbolic level and on the practicalities of living. People living or staying as a tourist, for instance, in the border region. For people traveling just, for instance, on the highway between Prague and Bratislava, the difference will be not so significant because you will save just a few minutes by not stopping at the border crossing, while until today you spend, say, 5 minutes by showing your passport or card. So these differences will be more symbolic than having some huge impact on the traffic.
Talking about practicalities, what about foreigners living in the Czech Republic?
Well, you should distinguish between two kinds of foreigners living in Czechlands. One of them are EU citizens. For them, again, it's virtually no change. The change will be the same as for Czech people. Where there will be change is the regime for non-EU citizens living in Czech Republic, not because of the practicalities of removal of the border controls, but because of the administrative steps which accompany full accession to Schengen. In particular, the Czech Republic is changing and, frankly, is making more strict its foreigners' residence regime for non-EU citizens. So for non-EU citizens, accession to Schengen could make a complication. Complication means more strict, more time-consuming, and in some cases more expensive procedures to get visa, to get the permission to stay and to visit Czech Republic.
You talked about the symbolic meaning, and as you said, that's perhaps even more important, especially for people who live in big cities. Do you think that this is actually a more significant change than our entry to the European Union?
Yes, I think so. Firstly, it's a symbol of the fact promises should be fulfilled. By Czech accession to EU, there was made a promise that with some delay, we will join full Schengen area. This is materializing just now. So this fact that the promises made at EU level are to be fulfilled, this is extremely important. And secondly, we should not underestimate the kind of mental division of Europe, primarily between the old member states and new member states. And those border controls play the role in maintaining this mental division. When we remove those internal border controls, it could help within some years in eliminating this mental image of the old and new Europe, not only in administrative rules, but also in the minds of the people.
So do you think that the Czech Republic will now be regarded as a fully fledged member of the European Union, or it will take some time to get to that stage?
Not fully fledged. We still have a restriction, of course. We have restriction on mobility of persons. We have some restrictions regarding the agriculture. We are still the poorer part of Europe. Of course, we are not to be considered immediately from day to day to be full member of the EU. But this Schengen accession is another step towards more homogeneity in the positive meaning within the European Union.
And how do you think that ordinary Czech citizens actually feel about lifting the borders? Do they care at all?
Well, definitely it's not the number one of the debates in the restaurants and pubs, I think. I think it's more important is in these days which presents to be bought, where to go for holidays, etc. The Schengen accession is paradoxically more debated as the administrative exercise than real change and real big step in Czech history among ordinary people. I think they will realize it within a few years, or they will simply take it as a normal thing, that simply there are no border controls between the EU states and they can travel more easily. Where it is much more debated, of course, are the border regions, and in this way the Czech Republic provides quite interesting case, because we are still relatively poorer than the EU average, but among the new member states, we belong to the top. So we can see kind of paradox that in the borders, for instance, between Czechlands and Austria and Czechlands and Germany, the major concerns about security and these things are on German and Austrian side, but we can see very similar approaches also from Czech side in, for instance, Czech-Polish border, where Czech Republic is richer, more prosperous country, and some Czech citizens expressed their concerns about the security threats from Poland.
Looking back, would you say that Czechs take advantage of the possibility of unrestricted travel and of the possibility to work abroad when you compare the Czech Republic to other new European Union member states?
Well, I think the Czechs use the possibility of traveling, of using the internal market, reflecting the economic situation in Czech Republic. Of course, the number of Czechs who are searching for job in, say, Britain or Ireland is significantly smaller than the number of Polish or Slovak citizens, but this is primarily due to the economic situation and the welfare state system in the Czech Republic. And I think not only the workers, but for instance students are using very intensively the possibilities to study for long or short time abroad. And I think that's even more important than actual mobility of workers. I think this is the major thing which will have long-term impact on Czech position in Europe.
In what way? In that it will change our way of thinking and...
Well, firstly, it gives more students a chance to study at university level than just within the Czech Republic. It gives the students experience of different approaches of teaching, of having networks with friends, colleagues, future business partners in Europe. And last but not least, it makes the Czech universities to face a certain level of competition with their European counterparts. So that's why I think it's extremely important that not only workers, but already the students are really using the free movement within the European Union.
Ivo Schlosarczyk, lecturer of European and International Law at Charles University, speaking to Ruth Frankova about various aspects of the country's entry to